Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Join us today for part three of our discussion entitled Using Technology Wisely in Your Home. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. We have been talking about putting technology in its proper place.
Right.
We've titled this series, Using Technology Wisely in Our Homes. And what we wanted to make very clear is that we are not against technology.
No, we're not off grid.
Sometimes
I wish we were.
We are surrounded by it. And you know, when we think technology, it's easy to think in terms of the iPad, the iPhone, the computer, the cell phone. All of those things come into play. But technology is everywhere. It's in
everywhere.
Our kitchen, our microwave, our refrigerator is technology.
Yes, my oven.
And the oven. And one of the things I remember is that when I was a kid, my grandmother, she's passed now, but my grandmother always cooked on a wood stove. And my mother has said more than a few times that that my grandmother was one of the best cooks she ever met until she got an electric oven. And that the point being was that her technology, when the new technology came along,
it threw her
and she never could quite learn how to use that technology the way that I remember her cooking when I was a little boy.
Wow.
And so I
can't even imagine.
I even recognize
like
that.
Little House in the Prairie style.
No kidding. Isn't that strange to even think about?
It is.
And so technology's everywhere. It's in our car. You know, I don't know how many times now I'm driving, and when you pass some cars, you know, they've got the new technology that signals in the mirror that there's a car beside you, and it corrects you if you go too far over the line.
Yeah.
We are just surrounded.
It vibrates at you.
That's right. Technology is everywhere, and it has been such a blessing. And so what we did the first episode together regarding this, we talked to you about the key words of better and balanced and best.
Yes.
And we talked about how to keep technology in its proper place, what it looks like as opposed to what it looks like if it's out of place.
Right.
And then we went to part two. And remember the stat that we gave you, 78% of families believe it is more challenging to raise kids today than it was previously.
Right.
And the top of that list for reasons why is always technology.
Yes.
And so we talked about last week, we needing nudges. That was a fun one, not fudges, but nudges. And we need discipline. And we need choices. But today, we want to start. So let's get started on today's episode here in part three of Using Technology Wisely. And we're going to define technology. We just thought we ought to stop here and give it a definition. And so there's several ways you can define
something
it.
Something that rules your life.
There you go. We can define it from the past. All right. And in the past, we found this. Technology in the past helped us with tasks, usually in specific places. And so in years gone by, technology would have been described with the word tools.
Yes.
So a hammer was invented, and a better hammer.
Uh-huh.
And they were tools that made our work easy.
Right.
Easier. Tools that made our work easier. There's the right word.
Uh-huh.
And typically the thing about technology in those days was you left it.
Right.
So, and you went to the kitchen and, you know, you cooked on your wood stove and then you walked out. You left it. You left your technology in the kitchen.
Right.
Or you went to work and you used the new technology, or you went to the barn and you milked with the new milkers.
Right.
But you left it all. It was something that would have been described in years gone by as inventions more than anything else.
Right. A tool, an invention.
A refrigerator, oven. I mentioned my grandmother already, who cooks on a wood stove but couldn't cook on an electric one. The technology was beyond her.
Right.
Which is just so weird to think about. I remember when we were kids and I was just a little boy when I remember my mom would do laundry outside on a wringer. Is that what they called them? A wringer washer?
A wringer washer.
And one of the things I remember then too, you know, we didn't have the speakers or anything, but I remember my mom singing while she worked. And no matter where I was on our little farm, I could hear mom singing quite often. Kids would play down in the woods and in the valleys there, and we would hear mom singing.
Right.
And technology has just changed all that. So in the past, it would have been defined as something that helped us with tasks.
Right.
And
just
in the present,
to make life easier. Right.
In the present, it doesn't help us with tasks. It's designed to do our tasks. And so that rather than having to pay attention as much in the car, my car is designed to correct any error.
Right, and tell you when to turn,
you know, and when we first started traveling in evangelism, my goodness, trying to find churches was like, wow. I don't know how many hours.
This thing called a map.
Yeah, I'd get out the map and
Rand
I'd, okay, here
McNally
we are.
McNally Atlas.
And you know, they we would write it down.
Yes.
And I remember how exciting we were when, was it MapQuest that came along and you could print off.
Yes.
You're going to go 13 miles to exit 97 and you're going to turn right and go 12 miles. And those were just so, they actually made our task easier, but then we come along and my new phone does the task for me. Right. All I got to do is say, take me to such and such place.
And it does.
And most of the time, it takes me to such and such place.
Yes. Every once in a while.
Just this past weekend, we were using this wonderful tool of technology, and it told me to turn right. And I thought, oh, okay. There was an accident on the interstate, and traffic was backed up for quite some miles.
Right.
So it routed me off of an exit and took me back to the interstate north of the accident.
Right.
But in the process of that, it told me that we were on a certain highway, and it had me turn right. And then it had me turn left, and it had me turn left again, and it brought us back out to the same highway.
Right.
So
was no help.
We had just taken a little diversion out through the country.
It was pretty.
It was a pretty day, and we enjoyed that. So one of the things that we know today is that technology does tasks.
Yes.
And one of the things we found as we read the book, The TechWise Family,
yes,
is that he did point out that technology now is everywhere. Mm-hmm. And this is interesting. He said it is in our bodies, drugs, hormone therapy, all of that is a result of technology.
Right.
It was in 2004. I think we've already given you this on the previous episodes. Mm-hmm. 93% of urine samples showed BPA in the blood from plastics. So technology is in our bodies. And one of the things, and I want to be careful how we say this, but I thought it was interesting, is that the author pointed out that technology is actually in the most private and intimate part of our life, in the bedroom relation of a husband and a wife, in the form of contraceptives. Huh. 77% of couples today claim to use that in some form. That's technology.
Yes.
And our forefathers would not have had access to that kind of technology. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly true in our search for information.
Oh, yes. What did we do before Google?
When we were in college, we would go to the library. And one thing our kids have never done, our kids have never had to go to the card catalog. Or the card, is it card file? That's what we call it.
They have never had to do a card file because there have always been computers in the libraries since they've come along.
And we had to go in, and if you wanted to find a topic, you'd look it up and pull the card.
I loved the card file.
And isn't that amazing?
I loved it.
I did too. I enjoyed going through that and researching
that.
And
I do not like the library computers. To me, it's harder to find things because it brings up anything that mentions that word in the title and things that aren't helpful.
Yeah, and most of it is not necessarily there, so it's a distraction as much as a help there. So it's everywhere. And when we first started getting, I remember when we first started having access to the internet, that we, at those days, had to go online, we would call it. I'm going to go online.
Right. It took longer.
Do you remember how many times I'd have to go to the church office
and
find a place to plug in a phone line and it would make the whirring sound?
Yes. And just to retrieve your email, remember all of the noises,
that
AOL used to make when you were retrieving your email.
And then we had that little famous saying, you know, you've got mail.
Yes.
And all of that. So it's just that technology is everywhere. Mm-hmm. It does tasks for us. It is everywhere. And it is actually easy.
Oh, yes.
Technology is easy. Mm-hmm. Because of technology, I frequently drive to an airport and I don't think about it at all. I check in luggage. I go through a security place.
Everything
sit down.
Computerized. Yes.
They call, you know, my particular group. I get on a plane. I sit in my seat. And the next thing you know, I'm 30,000 feet in the air.
Right.
I don't even think about it. Mm-hmm. And wonder what our forefathers would have thought if they knew that we were going to do that. If they could have thought about the fact that we're going to get on a plane and in the East Coast and be on the West Coast in a matter of hours, it would have stunned them.
Yes.
And so technology is an amazing thing, and it is inventions. It is inventions that help us make life easier.
Right.
And obviously, it's here to stay.
Yes.
And it's moving faster all the time. So here's what we want to do. We want to take these next few weeks and just try to, in the TechWise Family book that we read, he gave 10 commitments that their family made. And Bethany and I recommend this book to you.
Absolutely.
You may not agree with everything in it. You may not do everything in it.
Oh, right.
But it really made us think. It made us stop and think, how are we doing? In fact, Our kids, we told the kids we were going to listen to his daughter's book.
Right, My TechWise Life.
And we're doing that as we travel.
Yes.
And when we did that, my son said, my 17-year-old, He said, is this kind of a passive aggressive way of trying to tell us things have to change?
And we said, no, we're not passive aggressive. We will tell you.
If we want to change, you will change because we'll make it happen. Yes. And that just kind of made me chuckle.
And we had a little meeting last night about some technology that we, about the use of technology and some things we'd like to do differently.
One of the things the iPhone does is it tells us how much time we're giving.
Yes.
And we realized that all of us were giving a lot of time, too much. So I limited the children. I set some restrictions and I asked them to agree to do it.
Right.
And I don't know if they would totally have done it, but they agreed to be on board.
Yeah.
And so we limited only so much time per day to game.
Right. They both responded beautifully.
They were so positive about it. In fact, we talked about it and then after we talked about it, we were busy because we were getting ready for a revival service last night.
Yes.
And then we went to a revival service and we had some folks that came. We did some counseling afterwards.
Yes.
And then after that, I got back to the RV here on the church property and my son said, hey, Dad, I'm going to walk the dog. Here's my phone for you to make those adjustments.
Go ahead and make those changes. Yes.
And then he came back in and he said, did you by chance change this? And if so, could we do this? So it actually made a good conversation.
Right.
And I assured him that if I made a change there and you're wanting to adjust something, all you got to do is come talk. We'll talk about it.
Right.
And so it connected us to our children.
Yes.
This book. Good. So we're not going to give you the 10 commitments he gave you, but we just kind of sat down and thought through some things that we've done and want to do.
Right.
And so we thought we'd share those with you.
Goals that we have.
So let's get started on that. We've got about maybe 10 more minutes here today. Let's start with the first one. These are just some commitments that we want to make, that we would like to use in our family and that we strive towards. And here's the first one. We want to grow together as a family.
Mm.
We don't want to just wing raising children.
No.
And we don't want to just get in the habit of, you know, I come home and turn the TV on, sit in front of the TV, and the kids come home and turn the phone on, and we're just
right. Everybody's got in earbuds. Everybody's scrolling.
So yes. We want to grow. And you that have children, what you know is that there'd be many things you want your kids to know, but we've tried to sum things up in two ways. We want our kids to have wisdom, and we want our kids to have character.
Yes.
And wisdom, you know, is knowing what is right in various situations of life.
Hmm.
It's the Bible calls it understanding.
Right.
And one of the verses that I was thinking about is Proverbs 18:2, and that's the verse that says, "The fool has no pleasure in understanding." It's a mark of wisdom when you understand life. You've just been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today was the beginning of our episode entitled Using Technology Wisely in Your Home, Part 3. Join us next time as we conclude this conversation.
For more information, or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.